Welcome to the CCFR Radio Podcast, your source for news, updates, and stories from the CCFR.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 89 of the CCFR Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Rod Giltek. Thanks for joining me again. All right, today on the podcast, I'm going to make the introduction really quick. I don't have a lot to say. I mean, I had a whole list of stuff, but it's really not as important as the stuff that that Tracy and I have to talk about. So I'm going to make that that portion of the podcast really quick. But first, before we get started, we would like to thank our sponsor, Vortex. Vortex, the power of optics. So thanks very much to everyone over at Vortex Canada for continuing to sponsor the podcast. We truly appreciate it. And I'd also like to talk about our new sponsor, which is the Saskatchewan Rivers Chapter of Safari Club International. So thanks to everyone over at Sask Rivers SCI. They made a sizable donation. We really appreciate that help. But also they've sponsored the podcast, I think, for 2 years. So pretty awesome. So thanks everyone over at Sask Rivers SCI. If you want to check out all the great work that they do, you can find them at saskriversSCI.com. So that's saskriversSCI.com. So as I mentioned, I don't have a lot to say right now. All of the things that I did have, I'm just going to push them off to the next podcast, and I'm going to bring on Tracy Wilson right now. Good. All right, on the Skype, we've got Tracy Wilson. Wilson.
The Rod Father. How you doing?
Rod Father.
I like it. I'm going to go with that for a little while.
Where did you come up with that? How inappropriate.
Somebody on Twitter called you that, and I was laughing my head off. I'm like, the Rod Father. Yeah, I thought it was hilarious, so I'm going to go with it just for a little while.
Well, let me think about that one. Anyways, I was laughing a second ago because, you know, these podcasts, they look really cool and they're sounding better and all the rest of that stuff, but I just had a whole bunch of technical issues. I don't even know if it's even going to record properly, even as we speak. But anyway, it's been a struggle. It is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of mess today with it, but everything we do is a total struggle. Yeah. So it's par for the course.
All right. We got a big list, so we got to get going. First thing, our friends over at Slamfire Radio are having their 400th episode.
Yes. Big anniversary for our friends at Slamfire Radio. Next week, they will be recording live their 400th episode of the show. So make sure you listen in. It's going to be a special episode with all kinds of little tributes sent into them. And way to go, Slamfire. 400.
Awesome. All right. Next, next we're going to do the neon sign draw. So I'm sure a lot of people were waiting for that. So let me see if I can get this going. So while I get this going, I'll just tell people we use random.org, which is where we, there we go. Random.org, which is where we get our random number generator. And then I've got a spreadsheet of everyone who entered the contest. And then what I'm doing is I'm going to, you'll see it now, I'm kind of covering up everyone's full name. I'll only release the full name of the winner, but basically so you can see the sheet itself, right? So here's how it works. Basically, we look at the sheet, we figure out the number of rows, we put the first row in the minimum, and the last row in the maximum, and we hit generate, and it'll generate a random number, and whoever's row that is, they win. And basically how this is in order of is people that donated. So the first person that donated is on row one, and as the donations came in, and you know, that's how they land on the list, right? Because there's no way for us to randomize the list, really. So anyway, that's the way we're doing it. So we got to count the rows.
Yep, perfect. This is exciting because I know we're a little late actually, but that's okay. We did cut it off on the proper date. It's just we needed to get some time together to do this. But yeah, super exciting. So this is for the CCFR logo sign, very similar to the one I normally have in my background.
Right. So we've got row one through row 2481. So 1 second.
Wow.
2481. Yeah. People have entered this a lot, and we really appreciate the support. Okay, here we go. I'm hitting generate. 116.
116. Who is it?
We will find out. 116. It's Barry Scorgi from, or Scorgi, Scorgi. Sorry, Barry, I didn't mean to butcher your name, from West Vancouver, BC.
Oh, Barry, wow. You won it. He's out by you.
Yeah. Awesome. Congratulations,
Barry. I'm going to send you your very own CCFR logo neon sign. Congratulations, and thank you for supporting us.
Yeah, it's just like the one that I've got back there and it's the one you used to have. Speaking of which, it's time for a new sign to be revealed. Is that what's going on behind you, Tracy? As if I didn't know.
Now that you ask. Yeah. So, of course, as you guys know, we are lighting up 2021 with a variety of different really cool CCFR neon signs. So we're going to have the link live. By the time you're watching this, it'll be live and you'll be able to enter the contest to win one of these with your $10 donation. So here we go. I'm going to turn it on and reveal to you this month's design. Here we go.
Bam.
Bam.
Firearm rights are human rights.
I hope you guys can see that. Okay. Of course, it comes with the remote, so you'll be able to turn it up or turn it down. Looks terrible on my video, but as you can see, I'm going to stand up here and show you. This thing is massive. Like, the AR-15 on this is way bigger than my actual AR-15s. This has got to be at least 3 feet across. I think it is 3 feet
across. Yeah, it's more than 3 feet across, yeah.
Yeah, like, to bring it down here, to put it up on the wall temporarily, my daughter and I both, we each took a side because I just felt nervous doing it myself. Of course, it comes with its very own nice hard wooden crate that I'll be able to ship it to you in, so you don't have to worry. And we know it works because it's on the wall. But yeah, isn't that beautiful?
It's awesome. That turned out quite nicely. Like, you and I dreamed these up, right? And tried to figure out what people would want. And that one is in all white, which is, you know, so there's no color or anything, you know, which is, color is fun. But at the same time, that is the original logo, right? It's the original logo is one color. So that's why we did it that way.
Yeah. So as you can see, it's so big that it's almost awkward now. I have to sit about 10 feet across the room in order for it to fit. So this would be a prized centerpiece for any gun room or a man cave or a lady cave or whatever. But yeah, just a really, really cool, unique thing.
Yeah.
And you can't get them anywhere else but here.
Awesome. So you'll be firing that all over social media in the description box below this video. If you're watching on YouTube or above the video, if you're watching on Facebook or what have you, there'll be a link to shoot us a $10 donation. You get a free entry into the contest. Check out all the contest rules for details. And that's the next sign. And next month, there'll be another new one that you've never seen before as well. So
that's right. This one's going to go for 30 days. 30 days from now, I'm going to close it. And somebody in that list is going to get this. I'm going to ship it to you free. It's yours. And then, we'll reveal the next one after that. So it's very exciting.
Yeah. A lot of people entered this contest. So thank you so much for doing that. We really appreciate the support. And I know that people want these signs. And it's funny because a few people said, hey, you know, can you put them in the store? And it's like, you got to understand that this is not an inexpensive item. These custom made signs like this, like they're just under $2,000. Okay. So these are not cheap signs. They're not something
and
that
that's
we can
not
just
package or shipped. Like it's a lot. And we absolutely can't stock them in the store.
Yeah. No. It's too much. All right. So,
all right.
Congratulations, Barry. Correct? It was Barry, right?
Yay, Barry. Yeah, that's
good job.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Thanks for your support. All right. And you did some kind of town hall event anti-violence event or something, correct?
Yeah. So I noticed Member of Parliament Tamara Jansen, as well as Carrie Lynn Finley, who's also a Member of Parliament, both out in BC, they were having a town hall to discuss, you know, gun and gang violence. So, of course, as soon as I hear that, you know, my radar goes off because it seems like, you know, when it comes to liberals doing town halls on gun or gang violence or however you'd like to, to put that, it always seems to end with legal gun owners being blamed for it, and gun bans. That's the solution to stop gangbangers from shooting each other. Now, I know these are conservative MPs, so I didn't think it would go that way. However, the main speaker of the panel was a police officer, Cal, who serves out in Langley. So I thought, oh, okay, well, I signed up for it and I submitted a question. There was quite a few questions that went in. And anyways, I attended this town hall and Cal was there. Cal is a frontline officer. He's been working on the, you know, the anti-gun and gang squad for a very long time. You know, he's got a lot of firsthand knowledge of what goes on out there in the streets and the violence that they see and they try and prevent. And of course, Cal being immersed in that for so long, he's developed his own program. It almost put me in mind of One by One movement out here in Toronto and in Ontario. But Cal runs a program called Kids Play Youth out in British Columbia. And he's doing the same thing, literally rescuing kids. He had one of his guys there. His name was Sean and he, or Shane, sorry. And he was, you know, a young guy. He had a parent who was addicted to drugs. The other parent, I believe they either died or they abandoned him. He grew up in the foster home system, spent some time living with grandma, was bounced around anywhere, everywhere. And of course was really looking to belong somewhere. And he ended up belonging to a gang, committed some extremely violent crimes. It was almost hard to listen to. In fact, I turned off my camera because it was pretty heavy stuff. But of course, Cal came into his life and he lifted this kid out of what he was going through. The kid was, you know, he was in jail, but he was either destined to spend his life in prison or dead. And all of his friends were dead. So it was just really terrible situation. And that's just one story of many. We put forward a bunch of questions to Cal, you know, preemptively before we heard the talk. And one of them I said was, recently the Liberal government has been focusing their efforts with legislation and the OIC solely on legal gun owners. But as a frontline officer who deals with the everyday street violence from these gangs, you know, I need to know if he thinks that it's going to make a positive impact on public safety. Is it going to do anything at all? Is it going to save any lives? And he very clearly stated no. He doesn't support any of this. So just like law enforcement from other places all over, it's the same story. You got these guys with these programs fighting for funding, saving lives, trying to literally save kids. Like, think of the children type stuff, right? And just really trying to help these people turn their lives around and escape the systemic violence that they experience. And at the same time, you got the liberals just throwing away billions of dollars, chasing around people like you and I. It was incredibly frustrating to listen to, but I got to tell you, Cal is such an inspiration. And, you know, all these years fighting crime and fighting street violence, it hasn't hardened him. It's really, he fully understands what needs to happen. And he's not just talking about it, he's doing it. So it was incredible.
Yeah, it's interesting hearing what, like the real world, right? Hearing about the real world, not the fantasy world about politics and the politics of division, which is what we've had for the last 6 years, but real problems, real solutions, real people. Yeah. That's refreshing, I guess. Refreshing and disappointing at the same time, because, we found out, speaking of the One by One movement, that they still have not gotten any kind of significant federal or municipal funding. And that's going in episode 7 of the final episode of Gun Ban Canada Exposed. And it's like these guys that are actually creating programs and pulling these kids out of poverty and out of these bad situations, they don't get any money. They don't get any resources. And in fact, well, I don't want to get into it. I don't want to sidetrack the stuff that we have to talk about with you. But I've been gaining some insight on how money comes from the federal government and is supposed to get to these programs, and all of the chicanery that goes on all along the way, sometimes for years. And even after years of trying to get this funding, it actually never even gets down there and it goes elsewhere. So we're actually working on finding out where a lot of this money goes. But I think it's going to be something that people are going to be really upset when they find out what's really going on when it comes to how we're trying to solve these problems and the people in the street, like the people you're talking about and the one by one movement and organizations like that, how they're being treated. But anyway, we gotta push on. And okay. I mean, if that wasn't heavy enough, the last thing I think we have on our list is a CCFR supporter. I don't know. I'm going to let you explain it because I'll just stumble over my words trying to explain it.
Well, okay. So there's this couple. They live in Brantford, Jana and Derek. Huge CCFR supporters. You know, Derek, an avid sportsman, you know, big trap shooter. You know, she actually only owns restricted firearms. She doesn't own anything non-restricted. Big supporters of the CCFR, just on the other side of the GTA. And they had come down in September for the Integrity March. And, you know, they're just like full-blown CCFR supporters. And I saw, she tweeted something yesterday. She's Canadian Jana, if you follow her on Twitter. And she tweeted that she lost the love of her life and that, you know, she's in his honor, she's going to continue fighting. And there was a photo, and it was the photo she dressed him in for his cremation. So the story is that a couple days ago, well, backdate to the mid-February, he wasn't feeling well. He had no previous history of health problems, 54 years old. He got a stage 4 pancreatic cancer diagnosis out of the blue. And within 2 months, he was gone. So, of course, this is devastating for anybody, right? This would be earth-shattering. He's a young guy. He's 54. I mean, he's our age, right? I can't imagine what it's like for her to just suddenly be alone. And she had no time to prepare for this or, you know, things like that with lengthy illnesses. So the photo that she posted with his outfit for cremation, and I understand this because, as everyone knows, I recently lost my father. And I remember going over and my mom and I picked out, you know, his Legion vest and his nice dress shirt and the things we were going to dress him in for cremation, which is usually things that mean everything to you, like his medals from the military and the things that mean something to him. And the picture Jana posted had his trap vest and his firearm rights or human rights t-shirt. And when I first looked at it, you know, I was really proud because I thought, man, we must have really had an impact on Derek. But the more I thought about it, it made me sad, actually, because it's very heavy. The people who are, you know, saying, well, just, you know, you can't have those guns, you can only have those ones, or just give them up, what's your problem? You know, just participate in a buyback, just take all this crap we're throwing at you. They have no comprehension of what this community or this sport means to the people that participate in it. These people, their entire life revolved around it. Your social circle, the people you spend time with, the people you communicate with, you know, your weekends spent at the range or traveling to events, your whole summer spent going to competitions. It's our entire life. So when you say, oh, just give up your stuff, you don't even know what you're talking about, because the impact that this community has on the lives of the people that are in it, I can't measure that in words. And I got to tell you, after talking to Jana last night, it just, I don't know, I just couldn't get over it. I actually had to go to bed because I could not stop crying. And I just thought, here's this guy, you know, he didn't suffer long, 2 months, but he passed away. And his last thing he said to his wife was for her to stay in the fight. And he wanted that shirt on. And that's really meaningful. And I don't think, I can't really express it in words, how it makes me feel. But I know exactly how it makes me feel when I have these demagogues on Twitter just yelling at us to give something up, and you don't need those guns, nobody needs that. And they don't even take a minute to understand what it means to the people who live it. So, yeah, I mean, the whole CCFR family has just wrapped their arms around Jana and given her lots of warm, positive thoughts and prayers. But, yeah, I don't know, man. That was a tough one.
Yeah, like in the tweet, she had laid out the clothes that he was going to wear. And it was his favorite t-shirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's interesting because that's a lot to live up to, right? You know?
Yeah.
The CCFR, it's a lot to live up to. And I'd like to think that we're doing the best that we can to do that. But, you know, and of course it's, you know, I'm just going to basically echo what you said, but it's, you know, you, these people on Twitter, they're like, okay, here's something terrible I've gone through. I want everybody else to suffer and you get in my way and I will call you the most vile, horrible things. And you're just an absolute monster. I want to just tear your life apart because I had mine torn apart, you know? And even though you're not responsible, it doesn't matter, somehow you are. And people just, you know, as much as I am go on media and yapping endlessly, you know, and TV shows and interviews and, you know, just people, they, the other side of our argument, they just, you know, they just don't care. They're hurt because they've suffered, you know, a horrible tragedy that I wouldn't wish on anybody. But they, you know, I can only assume they just want everybody to suffer. And they thrash around and they scratch and they claw and they call us the worst names and they whip other people into a frenzy and they lie. It's the lies is part of it that gets to me, right? It's like you lie about things, like don't lie about things like this, right? And mm-hmm. they just want to tear our lives apart and they think it's like nothing. It's no big deal. And, you know, it just every once in a while something happens, like with Jana, that just illustrates probably better than I could have ever described how important the way that we live, how responsible and good our people are overall. And,
yeah,
you know, they just don't deserve the crap that we get. You know, we haven't done anything to anyone. And, you know, just, you know, I saw that. It took me, I was telling you, right? I had to tweet something back at Jana. You know, I'm not somebody that's always rushing to, like, I just don't like that. I'm always rushing to be like, oh, you know, and jump in and oh, don't forget about me, you know, in your time of sorrow. But I'm like, I have to say something.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, it took 20 minutes to come up with two sentences. Really, really difficult.
Yeah. So,
anyway, just, and the other thing that, yeah, I know I'm going on and on about it, right? But the other thing that kind of hit me a little bit was, it's like, you know, Derek had, you know, 2 months from the time I didn't feel well to, you know, to, oh, I got a bad diagnosis till he's gone. And one of the things, you know, you got 2 months to say whatever you were going to say in a lifetime. And one of the things that he wanted to express was, don't give up your guns after I'm gone. Keep fighting. Don't give them up. Like that, that's how important that was to him. And I feel exactly the same way. It'd be one of the last things that I would say too. Don't ever give your stuff up for the political convenience and the political games of other people, right? Like that's how important it is. You'd say that in your last days, right? So I don't know how else to express it to these people across the other side, you know? And it just, it's to them, it's just meaningless.
They're
doing to us and to all these people that never did anything to them, you know, just it's unbelievable. It was a really difficult thing to look at and to look at that picture. And that just makes me be like, well, you know what? We will fight these people to the bitter end, whatever that end is.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
FYI, people.
And that's what Jana said too. She said she's going to send him off her way, which is in the t-shirt that he wanted, his favorite t-shirt, which is firearm rights or human rights. And she's going to continue to fight. And I love that because that's really paying homage to Derek. And I think he'd appreciate that. So,
yeah.
And we're going to fight too, every step of the way. To remind everybody too, to get the next issue of CATF, I've got a great article in there, speaking of anti-gun demagogues, a great article in there talking about how Pauli Sousou Souvien has really ramped up their efforts lately. Of course, and this is their opposition to C-21, which we also oppose, but for completely different reasons. So number one, they wrote a letter to Justin Trudeau, saying that if he doesn't make the confiscation of our firearms mandatory, you know, if he's not kicking in doors and taking our property, then they are going to deny him the opportunity for photo ops at their annual memorial. So that's hitting him where it hurts, right? So they did that. The second action piece they did was they wrote to all the members of parliament, in the entirety of parliament, except the conservative ones. And what they did was they asked them to vote against C-21 for the following reasons. Of course, their ask is, number one, the confiscation of our already, you know, recently banned firearms needs to be mandatory, and the handgun ban needs to be national and also mandatory. This is, it's that or nothing. There's no in between for these people. And number three, they just recently wrote to the four leaders of the Quebec National Assembly, which is the Quebec provincial government. And the reason they did that is, of course, Quebec sort of being the mecca of gun control, they're very supportive of this. And they're like, oh yeah, we can ban guns in the whole province or in parts of the province, or, you know, they support anything to do with banning any types of guns. But Police de Souvien doesn't want that because they want it federal. So although, like, it's such a twisted thing, right? So although Quebec totally says, yeah, you're right, Polly, let's ban everything, we're going to ban the guns in this province, they're still fighting them because they want it to be national. They need everybody to pay. So, yeah, it really bothers me. They sent this letter with their 33 signatories threatening Trudeau that he's not going to get a photo op at the annual memorial for the horrific crime in Montreal. However, you know, we've got a petition, Michelle Rempel's petition, with almost 250,000 signatories, Canadian signatories. And, you know, it's a totally different story. Yeah. They've got full court press.
Yeah. Who cares?
You know, the whole nine yards. Like, yeah.
Who cares about a 250,000 people? You know, yeah. It's what he cares about are those photo ops. So I would you know, and it's funny because Polly knows that. And that's why they mentioned it in particular. He's just worried about the photo ops, right?
That's, you know, all they are.
A lot
to
of
him.
Political capital comes with those photos, right? And those, and the speaking slots at the annual memorial. I mean, this is just disgusting. All right. So.
Yeah. So that's what I got. That was my week in review. It was, I've had weeks that were a little more positive, a little bit of negative stuff, but it is what it is. Every week is different around here. Every month is different. Every neon sign draw is different. It is what it is. This is where we are.
Good job lightening it up there. Thank you.
Well, I don't know. I feel like I live with this dark cloud over my head, but I don't want everyone else to live that way.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. Well, thanks for the update. It'll be a little bit more feisty and fun next time. But there's a couple of things we had to deal with there. So,
yeah, we'll see you next time.
All right. That's going to do it for this episode, episode 89 of the CCFR Radio Podcast. Thanks for joining me again. I know it was a little bit shorter, not a lot of news this time around, but we had a few heavy things to discuss. So hopefully it doesn't wreck your weekend because it got a little heavy there towards the end. I wanted to thank everyone again for participating in the first draw for the Light Up 2021 contest that we're having. And hopefully you guys are excited about that newest sign, the Firearm Rights or Human Rights sign. I think it looks pretty awesome. So there'll be a link in the description box below for you to click and enter that. I think it's $10 is the donation to get a free entry. And then also, as I was hanging up with Tracy, she mentioned, well, what about the people that donated with that link between the time that the contest cut off and this new one is going on? And I said, well, what we're going to do is just roll them into the next draw. So if you've already donated and you are past the cutoff date, because there was a cutoff date there in the rules, if you've already donated, don't worry, you're not going to miss out for your chance to win a sign. You're just going to be rolled into this next one. So who that is, I don't know. I don't have the list with the dates on it or anything, but rest assured, we would never let you be left out. Okay, so again, If you want to become a member of the CCFR, you want to donate or donate to our legal trust, we greatly appreciate the help. You can do that at firearmrights.ca. Thanks again, everyone, for your support. We really appreciate it, and take care.
This is another episode of the CCFR Radio Podcast. Remember, if you don't stand up for your own ability to own and use firearms, who will? Join the CCFR or donate right now at www.firearmrights.ca.